School librarians are fed up with repeated funding cuts and now they're calling for legal protection. They want the government to pass a law requiring all schools to have a library, and they want to ring-fence their income so money for books can't be diverted to other things. The call comes on the back of survey results that show one in five schools last year reduced funding for their library. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
At Raroa Normal Intermediate School in Wellington, the library manager, Claire Forrest, is interviewing potential student librarians.
Why do you want to be a school librarian?
Because I was one last year and I really enjoyed like helping people like find books and like giving book recommendations and stuff like that.
So I want to be a student librarian to help other people find the right books so that then they can start loving books.
Though books are the heart of the library, Claire Forrest says it's also a safe and fun place for the school's students to be. She says her library's well supported, but many are not.
I'm really worried about the state of school libraries in New Zealand. We've got 2,500 schools in this country and less than half of them have a paid school librarian in them, and that's a real concern because that's not good enough.
Claire Forrest says library resourcing matters because research shows they're good for children's learning, but only if they have good staff and a good collection of reading material.
It's all very well to have a space with books in, but if you don't have an expert and a professional person to make sure it's used as well as it can be, then it's kind of a waste of money almost.
A survey of school librarians shows 22% of school libraries suffered a funding cut last year. Most librarians feel underpaid, and there's a huge gap between rich and poor communities, with Decile 1 schools spending an average of $10 per student on new library items last year, compared with $20 at Decile 10 schools. The president of the School Library Association, Glenys Bicken, says schools pay for their libraries from their operations grant, and often they cut that money to pay for other costs.
If your school roll was growing, then you've got a free space called a library. We'll just take that for a classroom. You know, if you need more classrooms built, then we can take a few thousand or tens of thousands from your library budget to build those classrooms. So you've got to have empathy with how schools are managed, but we just don't want schools or libraries touched.
She says some libraries are suffering and it's time the government stepped in.
We want a law to make our libraries essential in every school in New Zealand. We want a specialist, dedicated librarian in every school, and we want our funding ring-fenced so that funding goes straight to a library and it doesn't go through an ops grant, so that school principals and boards of trustees can't touch funding that's allocated to a school library.
Glenys Bicken says libraries have a huge positive impact on children's learning. She says the association is starting a course to teach school librarians how to lobby for their library and make sure school managers understand their importance. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko John Gerritsen tēnei.